Today on episode number 520 of the School of Podcasting, we're going to be talking a little bit about the podcaster mindset. Brandi Young is back, and she's asking you to do a presentation in 14 countries by tomorrow. We've got a cool survey of the week. I've got to reveal what I've learned so far. I've been investigating new and noteworthy, and I found some really interesting things, but not what you thought I was going to tell you. And we have a truly touching because of my podcast story. And I'm going to talk about, just to wrap up the whole mindset, an email that I received that just totally popped my bubble. Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. Yes, celebrating 11 years of podcasting. This is the School of Podcasting. I am Dave Jackson, your personal podcast coach. Thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, look, here's what happens. We talk about all things podcasting, and I'm going to help you massage your message. I'm going to help you tackle the technology. I'm going to help you flatten that learning curve, face your fears, and get you on the road to successfully podcasting. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com, and as I record this in June, that's right, we have open registration. If you're ready to start your podcast, no better time than right now. Use the coupon code LISTENER, that is LISTENER, and that will save you quite a bit as you sign up at the School of Podcasting, and who knows, your little old podcast will be affecting people just like Darwin. We'll be talking about Darwin Dave here in a bit. But if you're new to the show, I was born in Akron, Ohio. I lived in
Cleveland
for about 8 years and moved there, got married, no longer married, moved back to Akron. And so we're going to talk a little basketball today because we're just a little excited about it here in
Cleveland.
And why? Because we haven't had a championship here in basically right before I was born, 52 years is the last time we had a championship. And a while back, I talked about Muhammad Ali. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about LeBron James, who sounds like this.
Cleveland!
And, you know, we always talk about passion on this show. You have to have a lot of passion when you start a podcast, because when you first start out, you're kind of podcasting to nobody. And if you ever wonder what passion sounds like, it kind of sounds like this.
Cleveland!
I'm just saying. And so I was born in Akron, lived in Rocky River for 8 years, moved back. And when LeBron James, who was like this basketball phenomenon, really potentially one of the best players of the game ever, came back to the Cavaliers, we were all excited. You see, in Cleveland, we've come so close, like this close. If you could put your fingers up just a little, yeah, that close to winning, like we were one strike away from winning the World Series. And it's just, there's all this, I won't go into that because it's a podcasting show. But this year, our team, the Cleveland Cavaliers in basketball, was down 3-1. And no team had ever come back from that kind of deficit, ever. And we were up against the team, in this case, the Golden State Warriors, that had the winningest, is that a right word? Winning lots of wins season. And it's just in our nature to, we started thinking about coming, again, if you could put your fingers up that close to, and we all started again thinking, well, there's always next year. And there was one person that didn't think that way. So today we're talking about the mindset of podcasting. The person that didn't think this way, that wasn't going, well, next year, was a guy named LeBron James. You may have heard of him. He sounds kind of like this.
Cleveland!
And that's what I want to talk about today. Because there's a large part of podcast, I shouldn't say a large, there is a part of podcasting that is mental. And at the end of the show today, I'm going to tell you how somebody kind of popped my balloon. And it's kind of funny because I let him pop my balloon, but it's weird how that is. And I guess I'm explaining this to let you know, and to also let you know that you're not alone if you feel this way. There's a lot of that today too, to let you know you're not alone. But here with LeBron, you know, he is down 3-1. And somebody asked him, well, how did you do this? How did you come back? So I'm going to take my life in my own hands and actually play a clip from his press conference here. And there's some really interesting things in this clip that I'm going to kind of talk over here.
What did you find in game five here?
Just locked in. I had to change my approach a little bit on how I approach the game.
Okay, he had to change his approach. And realize, this is one of the best players of all time.
I wasn't that good in the first two games here in this building. I watched a lot of film.
I wasn't that good. This is a guy that set a record. There's only like three people that have had like a triple-double. I don't know. You know what I mean? Stat, yay, yippee, yippee. He's a really, really, really good player. Just said, I wasn't that good. And I went back and watched a lot of film.
Detailed it out, changed my blueprint, and was able to put together some spectacular games after being down 3-1. History, we in the record books. We're the first team ever to come back from a 3-1 deficit. This is special.
We'll see you in a few minutes on the podium.
So they did. They set history. Nobody has ever come back from 3-1. And that's why everybody was like, oh, next year. And after he won, well, he kind of said this.
Cleveland, this is for you.
He was just a little excited about that. And so one of my mantras, maybe it's the teacher in me, is constant improvement. That's one of the things that, to me, I'm always open for improvement. And I wonder sometimes as podcasters, if we kind of stink at that, shall we say. But let me give you an example here. I just started a podcast. I'm doing it to test this whole new and noteworthy thing we'll talk about a little later. But let me play you a clip of something. When we talk about reviewing the tape and coming up with a different game plan and things like that, let me play you something. And I was like, what am I doing? What? Huh? Listen to this. Now, this isn't going to cost me listeners, but it's just stupid. I could do this better. Check this out.
And now, from the School of Podcasting.com, your host, Dave Jackson.
Welcome to another episode of Because of My Podcast. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com. Yeah, that guy just said that. Just saying. So I get introduced. You know, here's Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting. The first thing out of my mouth is, hey, I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting. So if I had not gone back and, quote, listened to the tape, I wouldn't have noticed that mistake to go, hey, you know what? You don't really need to do that. So I've been doing this when I have the opportunity and I'm looking for something to listen to, is I'll go back and listen to like an episode of mine from like a month ago. So I can kind of listen to it with fresh ears because you may come up with a new perspective. You may listen to yourself and go, you know what? That wasn't that good. I need to go back and figure out what to do. So in LeBron's case, he listened to the right people. And while his Instagram would show that he didn't 100% tune out social media during the playoffs, because he kind of did like a, hey, how you like me now kind of thing. But according to him, he said during the playoffs, he turned off sports radio. He turned off TV, newspapers, anything that was sports related. He tuned out. All right. Who did he tune into? He was interested in the opinion of his coaches. And so if you get a negative comment or someone shoots you a negative email, put it aside. And if you can, put together, I don't know, a Facebook group. And these can be, you know, maybe that's your patrons if you're using Patreon. And they can be your focus group. Ask them how you're doing. Because those are the people that count. These are your supporters. These are the people that are listening to your show. And some of you might say, well, if they're listeners, they're not going to give you, I don't know. If you set up the right atmosphere, like, look, talk about me like I'm not in the room. I heard Ray Edwards say that. Talk about me like I'm not in the room. And let them talk. But you got to be able to handle that. That might be something you want to do. You know, LeBron gets his team involved. In some cases, he actually tells them what to do. You will see him out on the floor actually kind of barking orders, even though, quote, he's not the coach. But he has to tell them what to do in some cases. Well, in some cases, you have to contact people. You have to give their options, whether it's email, voicemail, SpeakPipe, whatever it is. You have to tell them to contact you. You're the leader of the team. And sometimes the leader has to tell them what to do. Now, the other thing that we can learn from this is he didn't quit. Now, there was a time in the game, this last game, game seven, it's, you know, loser goes home, winner is the grand poobah, if we want to throw in an old Flintstones reference. And the other team got the ball. They kind of half stole it, was running down the court. It was two of their players against one of ours. And this was going to be some really easy points, just a layup, except for one thing. LeBron James didn't quit. And he'd been running down the court with one of the players as hard as he could. He had one goal, and that was to block that shot. And if you see the replay, and I'll put a link out at schoolofpodcasting.com/520, you will see where the other player started to take it easy. Kind of like, all right, here comes the layup. I can just coast it in here. So that person coasted in while LeBron was sprinting as hard as he could. He didn't quit, and he blocked that shot. And some say that was like one of the turning points of the game. Now, have you ever had something you thought was hard, but you pushed through? I have. I was out riding my bike today, trying to lose some weight. And there was this big giant hill, and there was a voice in my head that said, just get off the bike and walk it, forget it. And I'm like, no, I still got more gears I can go down to. I'm not going to stop pedaling. And I got up the hill, and I wanted to vomit when I got to the top, but I made it. Maybe a little too much information there. But if you want to watch your audience get smaller, it's really easy. There's a guaranteed way to do it, and that's to quit. So maybe it's just you need to go back, get a focus group, get some open discussion going, and come back with a new blueprint. There's another great quote I want to play here from LeBron.
Listen, you've put everything into the game. The game always gives back to people. That's true to the game.
The game always gives back to those who are true to the game. And to me, I want to tweak that and say your audience always gives back to those who are giving value to the audience. Now, notice I kind of got specific there. It's not just giving. It's actually giving to, you know, the audience something of value. And that's, again, where you have to know your audience so that you know what to give them. And sometimes we think we are giving value, but we're missing the mark. When I was married, I used to do things for my wife that I thought these were these wonderful, romantic, sure, they would score points. And I found out later when we were in therapy that I got like 0 points, none, zero. And you're like, what? Come on. I bought you a card. Roses? No, zero. Nope. Sorry. Didn't work. And instead, what I found out is items that would actually score me points. And now, how did I learn that? Well, by, in that case, talking with my wife. And so you need to find out, you need to talk to your audience, find out what they want, whether this is a Facebook group, a Google community, a LinkedIn group, whatever it is, an email list, it's surveys. Today, I'm going to ask you to take a survey. This ties in what Brandy is going to talk about. And I want to say, if you're new to the show, Brandy Young is somebody that I discovered online, and I've been trying to get her to start a podcast, and I finally talked her into coming on this show, to which Kim from Toastmasters101.net sent me an email and said, wow, that was really good stuff. And people have left comments on the website and said, wow, this girl needs her own podcast. I say this, and this is one of the reasons why I'm really glad she's doing this little experiment where she's going to submit, and it might not be every week, just for the record, because I told her, I said, look, you know, I asked her, I said, she says, well, it may not be weekly. And I said, hey, if you don't give me, you know, some sort of thing every week, well,
no one will punch you in the face.
Yes. No one will punch you in the face. I just wanted her to see that, hey, guess what? If you put this stuff out, people are going to tell you it's good stuff. And people are telling her it's good stuff. And so as we do this little experiment here, I'm assuming she's getting a little more confident. She's seeing that it's not that scary. And one of the reasons I wanted her to do this is so I can show you it's not that scary. People will like your stuff if you know your audience, which she does. You can find her at bigactiveaudience.com. And today, think about this little scenario. If you're at work, listen to this.
Hey, this is Brandy from Big Active Audience with a few marketing minutes to share with you right here on the School of Podcasting. Today, I want you to imagine having a boss that just told you that you have to give a speech in 14 different countries all within the next 7 days. Now, how you make this happen and what you say is entirely up to you, but the outcome must be that a lot of people you speak to must end up buying something. Assuming you didn't quit or burn the place to the ground, here's somewhat of a plan you might have come up with. To save some time, you'd probably choose to deliver the same speech in all 14 countries. Most likely, you'd say it each time in your own language instead of theirs. I'm guessing that on such short notice, the speech would probably be short, too, due to a lack of time planning and just the sheer amount of things you have to do to make all this happen in 7 days. Your speech would probably also be largely expressionless because you'd be sticking mostly to product details and facts instead of being creative. So with that being the effort, what do you think would be the most reasonable outcome? Well, since you ignored the language difference in each country, a huge chunk of those potential customers you spoke to would have ignored you completely simply because you didn't make any sense to them. You also ignored the difference in customs from country to country, so maybe they banned you completely for inadvertently offending them or breaking some local law or something.
Oops.
In any event, your rushed and dry presentation will have been so uneventful that sales would have been next to nothing. Mission not accomplished, and now you're exhausted and discouraged. Now, what if instead your boss said, hey, here are 14 countries we'd like to do business in. Pick one, learn the language and the customs, then deliver a speech each week. As soon as you're comfortable giving speeches in that country and you feel up for adding another one, go ahead and do it again for a second country. Oh, and you know what? The people you talk to, they don't have to buy the product. They only have to try it. That'll be a good enough outcome. You'd probably make a much different plan this time, wouldn't you? Okay, so you probably know where I'm going with all this. The boss is actually your podcast, and the perceived challenge is that you actually have to be on 14 different social media platforms at once trying to get subscribers for your show. What I want you to see here today is that you don't have to do that. For starters, on first contact, you don't need people to buy into your show and subscribe right away. You just need them to listen. If they're interested, they'll come back for more and eventually they'll subscribe. Asking them to subscribe the moment you meet them is kind of like asking for sex at the beginning of a first date.
Don't.
Sure, some people will go for it, but you know it's not for love, and you know it won't last. The second thing I hope you take away from this is that each social media platform might as well be its own country with its own language and customs. Taking the time to learn the quirks, terminology, and expectations of each one will help you speak the right language, take the right actions, and keep you from getting ignored or banned. I know there's a lot to learn. You've got Twitter, Facebook pages, Facebook groups, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, YouTube, Google+, Medium, Reddit, Stumbled Upon, Dig, Clamor, Vine, Anchor, Snapchat, Periscope, Blab, Facebook Live, and probably dozens of others. But you don't have to be in all these places at once. Maybe you're already trying to manage several of these social platforms, and maybe you're using tools that post identical content to all of them, ignoring the languages and customs of each. Maybe you're doing it manually and hating every second of it. My advice to you today is to pick one platform, learn more about it, and start using it in the way it's meant to be used. Give it a bit of time. Strive for maximum engagement with users of that platform. You will start seeing results, and then you can move on to the next platform. You might even choose to stay on just that one platform until it no longer helps you grow, and then add another one. The point is to create a less stressful plan for the promotion of your show, something that allows you to grow using one platform rather than floundering trying to use 14. I hope you've enjoyed these marketing minutes. This is the type of stuff I really enjoy talking about over at bigactiveaudience.com. So come on over when you're ready for some more free podcast marketing tips. If anything was unclear and you need help, or if you'd like podcast promotion advice that's specific to your own show, consider asking Dave or me for a private consultation. Find me by going to bigactiveaudience.com/contact. I'm Brandy Young. Have a great day.
Brandy, thank you so much. Here's the thing I love about that is I can hear you from here going, oh, thank God. Because so many of us are like, my eyes were spinning when she's going Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, Google Plus, Pinterest, Instagram, Theragram, everywhere a gram. It was crazy. And you're trying to do all this stuff. And you know what? Maybe that's not a great idea. I know. You're supposed to be everywhere. Well, that's usually said by people who have a team of 18. And so that is today's question. What I want to do is I want to be where you are. And so if you could go to schoolofpodcasting.com/520S for survey. So schoolofpodcasting.com/520S, that will take you right over to a survey. And I'm asking you, what is your favorite? If you had to pick one, what's your favorite social media platform? Is it Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, yada, 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 and yada, or yada and yada? Take your pick, because that's where I want to be, basically, because I can't be on Anchor and here and there and everywhere, whatever. So, and if you go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/520, that's where I have the show notes for everything we're talking about today. But I'm going to start doing more surveys, because I always talk about getting to know your audience, and yet I do almost nothing besides we get feedback and notes and things like that. And speaking of getting feedback, I have a phenomenal, because of my podcast story, wait till you hear this. Now, this is a little longer than my typical kind of thing, but it's just one of those where you need the backstory. And it's amazing, because I've said this before, you know, look, podcasting is a great way to connect with your audience, to build an audience, to reach a global audience. And those things can be used to monetize a product in some cases, or a service, or things like that. But there are other times when we can benefit from podcasting that have nothing to do with money. But yet we prosper. And this is a great example of this. Check this out.
Hi, Dave.
Hey.
My name is Darwin Dave. And the name of my podcast is Dealing With My Grief. And this is my Because of My Podcast story. Before I get to that, though, I'd like to thank you for your podcast. It is the reason that I started my podcast. And I'll tell you a little bit about how that all came about for me.
Well, I'm going to stop you right there first and say thank you for that. I do appreciate you listening.
You see, every year at Thanksgiving, I drive from the D.C. metropolitan area to my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri for Thanksgiving dinner. And it was on the ride back from St. Louis to D.C. that I decided I would download about 14 hours of content, all from the School of Podcasting, and essentially binge listen.
Now, that's crazy. 14 hours a Dave? I can't take 14 hours a Dave. But going back to what Brandy said, when your audience finds you, and I've said this before, they will download your entire back catalog. This is the third week, and I'm not doing this on purpose, but it's the third week now we've had somebody say that. And sometimes it's about me, sometimes it's about other shows, but when you create value for your audience, and I know I beat that horse, the value horse is dead, I just beat it so much, but it's because it's true. And it's not about the technology, it's not about new and noteworthy, which we'll talk about here in a bit. It's about knowing your audience and giving them what they want. Let's get back here to Darwin.
For 14 hours.
14
And
hours.
I did, in fact, listen to you for 14 hours. I didn't quite make it home, however, listening to you.
He fell asleep and no, I'm just kidding.
Because I ran out of your content somewhere halfway between Pennsylvania and DC. So I was about maybe 2 hours short, and that was basically all traffic related. But at any rate, I digress. While listening to you on the way back, Dave, there were two particular episodes that sort of struck a chord with me.
Now, here's the interesting thing. Is it the one where I do the microphone comparison? No. Is that the one where I had the big name? Let's pick a big name. Pat Flynn has been on this show. Jordan Harbinger. Nope. Wasn't those either. Was it the one about Glenn the Geek? Nope. Hmm.
And there were two episodes that you talked about your mother. One was an episode where you talked about buying your mother a dress because you wanted to do something or get something nice for her. And she wasn't the type of person to always go out and buy new or fancy clothes. And the second was an episode that you talked about saying goodbye to your mother. And the reason those two episodes struck a nerve with me is because every year when I make my drive from DC to St. Louis, I carry a thermos that was owned by my father. And that thermos predates my parents' relationship by at least 2 or 3 years. So my father owned this thermos or had this thermos before he met my mother.
Okay, I'm going to stop him here just because I want to do an experiment here. How many of you, when you heard that, saw the thermos on the front seat? That's what happened to me. When he said that, I totally got sucked into the story. And I could see that thermos. And I can see it's kind of old. It's probably got some chips or scratches on it, maybe, depending on what it is. But it's something that was been around before he was around. But to me, I love this story. And it just, the power of words sometimes and the power of the mind, it's amazing. And we're just getting warmed up.
Now, my parents owned a convenience store. They were entrepreneurs. And unfortunately, when I was 10 years old, my father was killed during a robbery attempt at the convenience store that they owned and operated. So I decided that I would start a podcast that dealt with my experiences living without him and trying to deal with his loss, because that's something I haven't really talked about with a whole lot of people. And let's face it, nobody really wants to talk about death, dying, bereavement. So I really didn't feel comfortable talking to anyone. And there's a lot of stuff that I have held bottled up literally for the last 38 years. I'd always thought about starting a blog, but Dave, my writing skills don't exist. So it was just easier for me to push a button and talk into a microphone, just hit record and start talking. And that's what podcasting allowed me to do. So because of my podcast, one, I feel better about myself because each week I talk about a specific emotion or experience that I've had to deal with. And every week it makes me feel better, just a little bit better, to get something off of my chest. So you talk about new and noteworthy, you feel like throwing up just a little bit in your mouth.
Just a little bit.
Well, every week when I finish my podcast, I feel just a little bit better because that's just one more thing that I don't have to carry around with me.
Can we pause there just a second? I don't want what he just said to go, oh, okay, that's cool. Picture somebody with, have you ever seen those suits where they put weights in them? And then picture him just taking off a 10-pound weight and just throwing it away. And then another 10-pound and throwing it away. And now he's taking off the ankle weights. And life is getting easier. I was so touched by this story. I'll shut up, go back to Darwin.
And it does make me feel good.
Yeah.
But as a byproduct of my podcast, I have been approached by a nonprofit organization who wants to have me do videos and talk about my experiences so I can reach other people through volunteering with the organization to sort of let them know how other people deal with death and bereavement. I have found that there are other places and other organizations that are dealing with this and talking about it. And the more we talk about it, the easier dealing with our loss becomes. And two, I've begun to develop personal relationships through people who have contacted me and share their own stories.
So here again, your podcast will attract people like you. And so now Darwin is attracting people who are going, oh man, I thought I was the only person going through this. And they're helping each other.
Grief. People are beginning to support me through my process of recovering from my grief or dealing with my grief. And I'm doing the same for those people. So not only am I helping myself, I'm also helping others. My podcast, as I said, Dave, is really all about me. Unlike a lot of other people that I listen to in your podcast, I'm not really trying to get 100,000 downloads per episode. I'm not trying to monetize my podcast. My podcast really is all about improving my own mental state and my own self-being. That was the primary reason I started my podcast. And even though I'm only 20, 21 episodes into it, I'm already starting to feel better and I'm reaching some other folks. No, I'm not reaching thousands of people per episode. That's not my intent. My intent is to help myself and then through helping myself to help other people. And I've actually begun to do that. Even though it may be one, two, three people today, hopefully that number grows. And again, I'll feel a little bit better about myself. And those people hopefully will feel better about their process from recovering from their grief. So again, Dave, my podcast is Dealing With My Grief. I have a website, dealingwithmygrief.com. Again, my podcast isn't perfect. My website's not perfect, but I needed to start from my own mental state. And that's what I've done. And I'm just working on everything else, production, website, everything else, and trying to get a little bit better at that as I go along. I just wanted to put it out into the world and we'll try to make it better week by week. But thank you for your podcast, Dave. I cannot say how much I've appreciated all of the advice and all the information that you put out. It's been invaluable to helping me get started and helping me get through the technical process of putting my message out into the world. Thanks, Dave. Bye.
Thank you, Darwin. And so many things I want to throw in here. Number one, again, like I said, you're going to find your audience. Number one, he says, you know what? My podcast isn't perfect and my website's not perfect. Yeah, but guess what? It's 100% better than the person that never launches it. Let's say that one again. A website that launches that's not perfect with a podcast that's not perfect is so much better than you. Let's think about this. Your not perfect podcast with your not perfect website is helping people's lives as opposed to the person that never launches it and never helps anybody because it's not perfect. Perfection can really be such a pain in the butt. And this is from somebody who at times I just want things just to be a certain way. That's, you know, for me, when I'm doing a skit or something and I've got to find just the right drum roll, it's like, perfection can just kill things like that. So, and here he says, I'm not getting thousands of downloads, but it's such a niche or niche, take your pick. And you never know who's listening to your show. So now he's getting opportunities from these nonprofit organizations. And one of the coolest things, right? They're saying, hey, can you make these videos for us now? And one of the reasons why Darwin sticks out is he will say this. I listened to an episode. He's not a psychologist. He's not a psychiatrist. He's not, you know, this is just him talking his feelings. And that's why people like it. That's why I liked it. It wasn't some psychiatrist that's talking about, well, wouldn't you feel these feelings? You know, it wasn't some psychologist going, well, studies have shown. It's like, no, this is why it hurt. This is why I was confused. This is why whatever. It's a real person talking about real feelings, just like your real feelings. So, Darwin, thank you so much for sharing that, man. And that's a guy I got to shake his hand someday. That really touched me. It really did. I was amazed with that. And so one of the things he was talking about, and before I get off of Darwin here for a second, again, Darwin Dave is his name. Yes, his last name is my first name. Dealingwithmygrief.com. And there's a great name of a show. That's the name of a show, Dealing With My Grief. I wonder what his show's about. Kind of figure it out, don't you? And so he was talking about not getting to a 1,000,000,000 people. And that's fine, by the way. And when we hear 100,000,000 people, a lot of times we think the key to that, of course, is being in new and noteworthy. People are just obsessed with this. And if you're a regular listener to the show, Darwin even said, I kind of throw up in my mouth a lot because I see people do insanely, in my opinion, stupid things like they will hire people to just hit play to jack up their downloads. They will change the name of their show and do everything over again. Like they'll launch it and they'll start to get an audience and they're like, ah, it's not a big enough audience. And they'll delete everything and do it over again. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. They do a lot of really silly things. And so I want to find out, I know what it was in the past. I know, oh man, probably 7 years ago, I had somebody who went from a couple of hundred downloads to 1,000 because she got into New and Noteworthy. But I don't think that's the case anymore. And that's the problem. I don't want to think about this. I want to know. I want to have something I can say, here's what I found. So I'm looking for that effect. So that's why I started the Because of My podcast is I just want to get something into New and Noteworthy, look at the stats, go over it and say, this is what I got. And so I started tracking items with the Because of My podcast. And I've always said all it takes to get into New and Noteworthy is a pulse. Because every podcast I've ever put out with just doing my regular stuff has got into New and Noteworthy, except for this one. Yeah, maybe not so easy to get into New and Noteworthy because, again, there's so many podcasts coming out every week. So I officially, the Because of My podcast story is not in New and Noteworthy. Now I am, if you go into the podcasting category, I am number 90 on the podcasting category. And now what have I got to do that? Well, number one, thanks to everyone. I have 51 reviews because I asked everybody, I said, can you please just go over and rate and review this? I have 357 downloads total of my four episodes. And those range from anywhere from 43 downloads to 120. Now here again, my last episode is about a bunch of brothers that do a show and they're finding time to kind of rekindle their family. That episode got 120. And again, I point to my teacher background. For me, a big class was 20 people. That is six classrooms of people that are tuning in to hear that show. It's pretty cool. And so I'm not in the main New and Noteworthy, but some of my clients are. And so I'm not going to share their names because I'm going to share their numbers. And so client number one was, now I'm going to call this line 110, meaning if you go into New and Noteworthy, you can scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll. So he was on like a line 110. So it's down a bit. But they have 4,000 downloads, roughly, total, and their episodes range from 166 downloads to 740. They have 15 episodes, and they have zero reviews. And they're in, quote, New and Noteworthy. Now, granted, row 110, but they're in New and Noteworthy. Another client of mine, line 135, they have 3,500 downloads. They have 20 episodes. And those range from anywhere from 80 downloads to 400 downloads per episode. And also, they have no reviews. So I almost wonder if like the review system is broke, because I'm pretty sure I reviewed their show. I do that on occasion for folks. And so those are some of the numbers. But I did find, and here's the thing I thought was interesting. When I went into my category, into that New and Noteworthy, I noticed A, there are a lot more shows in there with no album artwork as opposed to the main New and Noteworthy. And I found some old friends of mine. There's a show called Rumor Girls Uncut. Back in the day, I worked for a pod show. This was Adam Curry's, what later became Mevio. And we had a network over there. I was doing the Musicians Cooler, and there was a bunch of people over there. But I remember the Rumor Girls because A, this is 2011, and there were almost no women in podcasting besides Callie Lewis, Dawn and Drew, Grammar Girl. There just weren't that many women podcasters. Still, really, the door is wide open, ladies. Come on in. But the Rumor Girls were these, I'm going to say, 25-year-old girls that like to get drunk on microphone. Basically, that was it. And they would, you know, it was a little loose and a little double entendre and yippee yahoo. But here's the thing. They haven't had a new episode since 2011, and none of their files will download, which in theory means their feed is invalid. And yet they're still fairly high in the podcasting new and noteworthy section, which makes me think that Apple needs to prune the tree a little bit. Go in and, you know, if that feed is dead, it should be deleted. So maybe I'll go in and report them or something like that because it doesn't work. I mean, there's no reason for them to be in there. So that's where I'm at this point. I told everybody, hey, if you can go over and subscribe to the show, rate and review it, I will report on if I get in, what my numbers are. It's an experiment at this point. Now, if you'd like to help with this, because I'm still not officially in the main new and noteworthy, all you have to do is go to becauseofmypodcast.com. That's the name of the show. So go to becauseofmypodcast.com/iTunes and then subscribe, rate, and review it. That would be greatly appreciated. And I will continue talking about this as we move forward with this fun-filled experiment.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.
We're talking about the podcaster's mindset. And so I'm going to give you a little behind-the-scenes story. This person had emailed me and said, hey, Dave, this was a while ago. I would love to help you with your typos on your website. And I was like, for free, he said. I'm like, great, awesome. When you find them, let me know. I'll fix them. Sounds like a great plan. Thank you so much. He then shortly emailed me back and said, you know what? I know I said I would do that. I've got some family things that have popped up. Can't do it. And I went, you know what? I appreciate the offer so much anyway. That was really touching. Go do your family thing. We're good. Couple months, emails me back. Hey, Dave, I really would like to do that typo thing for you. I just can't do it for free. Now, my answer to that is thank you, but no thank you. Now, the problem is, and this is where I messed up, I didn't say anything. I let that email sit there for a while because this is a person that used to attend the Cleveland Podcasters Meetup, somebody I know, and I really felt bad because, you know, I felt bad saying no to somebody. But I did not send a reply, and I should have. That's what I did wrong. I could have said, hey, thanks, but no thanks. It's not in the budget. I have this new thing called alimony that I'm paying, along with student loans, and, you know, not going to happen, but I appreciate it. I didn't. And here's the thing that I want to talk about now. So I didn't reply to his message, and I don't know, a day, maybe later, maybe two, he sends me a somewhat scathing email saying, I thought we were friends. And, you know, the least you could have done is replied. And I was like, wow, this person is telling me I'm a piece of crap. Now I'm paraphrasing, but really made me feel bad because I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Am I not the guy that bought you pizza that I've given you hours, literally hours of free podcast consulting? In some cases, one-on-one in the parking lot? What? So now, rather than get on my high horse, you know, I've got 520 episodes for free. I do askthepodcastcoach.com every Saturday at 10:30 for people who don't have a budget. If you want free podcast consulting, all you got to do is get up on Saturday. And yet, this guy was like, I thought we were friends. How rude of you. You could have done this, could have done that. And he was kind of like, I'm just, you know, I realize you don't care. I'm one of the little guys kind of stuff, kind of a weird vibe to it that I just didn't, insinuating that I just didn't care about him. And I'm like, dude, anybody knows me, you know, so I could go on and on because I want to, you know, you know, you just want to defend yourself. But I was just amazed that he could think that, I guess. And this is what I want to share with you. And this kind of comes from my training. For a while, I spent about 2 years as an assistant pastor and was going to school for it. And they teach you that when you're up doing a sermon, don't take it personal if somebody's sleeping in the middle of your presentation, your sermon. Because, hey, that guy over there that's like 28, he might have a brand newborn baby and hasn't gotten sleep in 3 days. And that guy over there, you know, old Ralph, he's actually 94, and you might want to check his pulse because you never know, right? There are all these people that you have no idea what's going on in their life, and they might be asleep. Or maybe, as my grandpa used to say, I'm just resting my eyes. There might be something going on that you have no clue what's going on. And maybe in this case, this person was just having a bad day. And unfortunately, it's kind of this Russian roulette of emotions, and they're going to unload on you. Now, does that suck? Yeah, it does. Does it make you feel misused and mistreated? Yeah, kind of. So I want to end on this. The fact that, A, if you do any kind of therapy, everybody's feelings are fine. It's fine for me to kind of feel somewhat like, really? And it's fine for that person to feel like, hey, rude boy, no reply, man. That's cool. But here's the thing I'm hoping I can kick. And that is, like, right now, if I went to my podcast reviews. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/NPR, it's a service where you can get all of your podcast reviews, good and bad, in one place from all the 150 countries. And I got a new one. So thank you to Matt Coco from Canada saying, if you're getting started in the world of podcasting or looking to polish some of your podcasting skills, the School of Podcasting is a great podcast to do just that. Subscribe and tune in. So thank you so much, Matt, for that. And I could go on, you know, 5 stars from Michael Ray, the only podcast that you need to listen to. It's hilarious because I could scroll down and read all these positive ones. Here's one, 5-star, 5-star. I haven't looked at these in a while. 5-star, 5-star, a whole big long. Oh, Bird Brain, remember that from a couple weeks ago? That's Kathy Klein. I should have known that. Learning Time, fantastic resource, simply the best. Favorite podcast about podcasting, hilarious and informative. I could go on and on. And yet, I have this one negative one that's sticking in my head. And so I say that to say, A, I need to kind of do a LeBron, go back, look at the tape, realize I am not, and again, I'm not looking fishing for compliments here, but I know I'm a good guy. I know I care about people, and some people aren't going to see that. And that's okay. You know, maybe they had a bad day. So, and it's just up to me to now realize that maybe that guy had a bad day and let it go. If you want to sing something from Frozen here, feel free, but just let it go. And if that guy does think I'm a jerk, then he really doesn't know me. He has no clue. So I wanted to share that with you just in case you're going through the same thing. You're not alone. It's kind of weird. And just to give you that thing that, hey, you know what? Maybe they had a bad day. Because I have had people retract them. I had one guy that left a really nasty review and then later came back, listened to my show, really, really liked it, and went back and changed his review and said, you know what? I might have caught Dave on a bad day. And maybe that wasn't one of his best episodes, but I'm listening now. And so keep that in mind when we're dealing with the podcaster mindset. And that's going to do it for this episode. I do want to thank everybody who's been listening. And if you have a because of my podcast story, I would love to hear it. Go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact and send it on in. You can call them in. It's 888-563-3228, or you can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. And if you'd like to help others in whatever your niche is, so you can see here with podcasting, you know, Darwin saying, look, I don't have a ton of listeners. He's making an impact. He's affecting people in a positive fashion. And that's just in a nonprofit way. This can work for your business. There's all sorts of great things. And I would love to help you launch a podcast. The doors are only open for a few more days. They close in July. And I'm going to actually leave it open the first week of July just because of podcast movement. And so it'll probably close, I would say, the second Saturday in July. And then it'll be closed till September. So we're going to have a little extended opening there for that. But nonetheless, the doors are closing for a couple months. And this is so I can focus on the current students that are at the School of Podcasting, as well as new people like you. Now, what do you get when you sign up at the School of Podcasting? Well, number one, you're not alone. You're not alone. There's a private Facebook group. You have priority email support from me. And then a couple times a month, you get together and we have what I call office hours. And this is where you can come in and it's free consulting. And just the price of that pays for the membership site, which has, and that's the other thing you get, step-by-step tutorials. And when I say step-by-step, I mean everything that you need is there. And I would love to have you come on board, join the School of Podcasting, use the coupon code LISTENER. That'll save you quite a bit on your registration fee when you sign up. And I look forward to working with you on the inside. Now, today, we talked a little bit. The other thing as we get to head out the door here, about improving your show.
Cleveland!
Right? And that passion and things of that nature. I also do the podcast review show. And right now, there is no line. If you want to get your show reviewed, this is a show I do with Eric K. Johnson, who's a radio veteran. So Eric kind of comes at it to really dissect your content, as do I. And I go into it and dissect your technology. How does your audio sound, your website? And Eric does a little bit of that as well. And it's basically two consultants for the price of one. Plus, you get the exposure of being on the show and being on our YouTube channel. If you're interested in that, go over to podcastreviewshow.com/review me. I'll have links to this and everything I mentioned. I just realized I gave you like a half hour of call to actions, which if I was reviewing my show, I would say quit doing that. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/520 is everything we talked about today on episode number 520. So thank you so much for tuning in. Next week, it is the return of Glenn the Geek. Oh, yeah. And he's got some interesting stuff he's going to share with us. We will see you then. Until then, class is dismissed. Take care and God bless. Brandi Young is back. She's asking you to basically do a presentation in 14, what's up with a poppin' peas? Now, this isn't going to cost me listeners, but it's just stupid. I could do this better. Check this out.
Hi, Dave.
Oh, that's not it. That's my buddy Darwin. I hit the wrong button.